bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
G'day, Adam. It's Tess here.
Thank you for promoting me. How are you?
Good. So, Adam...
I think you meant Adam Benn.
Yeah. You're probably almost as tired of the election as a lot of other people, but certainly...
I'm not sure that Adam Carr is tired of the
election. Are you tired of it? No.
No, never.
Because...
you thrive on this, don't you?
You love this shit. Look, it's been an interesting... It does look like we've got pretty much universal... let's not say agreement, but concurrence, perhaps.
Convergence,
that the coalition are probably going to fall across the line. Michael Kroger thinks 76 is entirely possible. He loves 77 because he certainly laughed when I said, if you only have 76, every MP becomes a terrorist.
That's a Paul Keating line.
I know, it is. And so the reality is, looks like they've fallen across the line, Adam. The Senate... is, if it was in New South Wales, it'd be a greyhound's breakfast, but not anymore. The upper house, as a house of review, people have referred to it as, you know, I think Barry Cassidy said they're going to have to put a circus tent up on the front lawn of Parliament. But it's important to remember here, isn't it, that all these senators, the overwhelming majority, 95% of them, will have been elected with a quota in their own right. So they have as much right to, Pauline Hanson has as much right to be there as Kim Carr or any other senator. So dealing with this crossbench in the Senate is going to be a real problem, not just for the government, but also for Labor, isn't it?
Yes, the Senate is going to be very awkward for whoever is in government, which for the time being at least will be Malcolm Turnbull. The last time we had a hung parliament in 2010, Labor and the Greens had a Senate majority between them, which made the Gillard government's life a bit easier than it was, because if they could get things through the lower house, they were almost certainly, if they could come to agreement with the Greens, they could get it through the upper house as well. There is now no clear majority for anybody in the Senate. My best guess at the moment is that the coalition will win 30 or 31 seats. There's also a Western Australian National who's not part of the coalition. Labor looks like having 27. The Greens will have 8 or 9. The Greens plus Labor will only have 36, probably 35 or 36 seats between them, which is 4 short of the majority. Right. Then there'll be three Pauline Hanson senators, 3 Nick Xenophon senators, Darren Hinch, Jackie Lambie, and one other who is a complete toss-up in Queensland. It could be anyone of about 5 different groups could win the last seat in Queensland.
A complete toss-up or a complete tosser?
Glenn Lazarus is not a tosser. He's still got a chance of getting re-elected.
Okay.
But the other possibilities in Queensland are the Liberal Democrats, Family First, Bob Katter's party, or another Xenophon senator. And none of these people are at all known. No one really knows anything about them.
Mm.
The One Nation senator who's been elected in WA looks like he's actually not eligible because of his criminal record. it is a circus.
He stopped a repo man. I used to be a repo man. He shouldn't be in the Senate if he tried to stop a repo man doing his job.
Well, from what I read, he can't be in the Senate given his present legal situation. But that just means the seat will pass to the next candidate.
So, Adam, what's the majority in the Senate? Is it 40? 40. 40?
There are 76 senators, so 39 is a majority.
Yes.
If the vote is 38 all, the president of the Senate doesn't have a casting vote, so whatever the motion is will then lapse if it's tied.
It's lost, yes.
So what we've got now is a Senate dominated by populists. Now, some of them are right-wing populists like Pauline Hanson. Some of them are centrist populists like Nick Xenophon. Some of them may be fairly progressive. I think Darren Hinch is fairly progressive on most issues. Jackie Lambie has proved to be relatively progressive on some issues, not on others. She's a climate denialist. Xenophon is a climate skeptic. So there will be a majority. On some issues, the coalition will be able to put together a majority. On some issues, Labor plus the Greens will find enough allies to form a majority to block government stuff if they wish to. So it's every piece of legislation, every motion will have to be negotiated through the Senate with this large and very varied crossbench. The crossbenchers may sometimes be able to agree on a collective position, but not often, I don't think. Clearly, you know, Pauline Hanson and the Greens are never going to agree. So it will be a very difficult negotiating position for whichever government has to live with the Senate.
And, of course, how the senators' terms are selected, this is going to set the scene for
That's
how...
That's entirely up to the Senate.
Yeah, but how, you know, if the Coalition and Labor combine and say, OK, this is how we're going to decide who gets 6 years and who gets a three-year term.
Yep, they can do that. Yep.
That will, you know, the Coalition and the Greens, a lot of the previous crossbenchers claim they poisoned the well when they changed the Senate voting system, and only a couple of those have got back. But this will influence how these crossbenchers deal with the government because, I mean, my view is unless you actually got a quota in your own right in first preferences, then you should be a three-year term. If you got a quota in your own right on first preferences, you should get a six-year term.
The Constitution just says that the Senate will decide. It doesn't say on what basis it has to decide.
Yeah.
So the Senate can give the six-year terms to anybody it likes if there's a majority to do so. It sometimes it's been done by the first six elected from each state get the top the six-year spots. Other times it's been done by recalculating the vote as if it were a half-Senate election to see who would have won. But if there is a Senate majority for any particular, they can do it in alphabetical order if they wish. It would be unwise, I think, for the government to rig the, or for the government or Labor, to try and rig the allocation so that all the minor party senators get dumped into three-year terms, because that would then make them perennially hostile and would make it more difficult for the government to legislate.
And then it would be, a really cross bench.
Yes, it would. That's very good. So they may pick the ones they like and try and dump the ones they don't like. But we'll just have to wait and see.
So does the Senate agree or does the government of the day
No, decide? Majority of the Senate has
the
to.
Majority of the Senate.
Yeah. The Constitution says the Senate will decide after a double dissolution how the seats are allocated between six-year terms and three-year terms. The government doesn't have a majority in the Senate. The only two parties who have a majority between them are the Coalition and Labor.
Yes.
Now, if they can come to an agreement, then they can impose that on the rest of the Senate. Whether that's good politics or not is something both sides will have to decide.
Or, of course, 31 Coalition, 1 WA Nat and 8 Greens. They could decide.
Yeah, well, yes, if there's an agreement between the Coalition and the Greens, which has happened, they joined together to vote out Labor's climate bills.
Or potentially the centre and left party, so...
Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to watch because I think that is going to set the scene.
Xenophon Greens ALP could form a bloc.
I don't know whether I'd call Xenophon centre or left or right. Apparently he was a Liberal before he was, before he became an independent.
Yes.
Rebecca Sharkey, who's his member in the lower house,
was also a
Liberal.
Liberal
staffer until she fell out with her employer, Jamie Briggs. So where Xenophon will jump on issues is a mystery, and he likes it being a mystery. He doesn't want to commit himself to policy positions. He's made that clear over his career. He wants everyone has to come and bargain with him. That's how he likes it. Whereas at least we know where Pauline Hanson stands.
Yes, but she's now a leader. She said she's a she's a leader of Australia.
She has a party of three.
Yes,
she's never had before. I mean, she's not nearly as a lone renegade as she was when she was elected the first time. She was elected largely on Liberal votes the first time because, as you'll remember, she was a disendorsed Liberal candidate
by
Liberal voters. This time she's led her own party with its own policies and she's won three seats in the Senate. Yep. So she's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
And as I said, she's, you know, much as we may not like her policies, she's absolutely entitled to be there.
Well, we now have a Senate, as you said before, in which no one has been elected by automatic allocation of preferences. So no one can claim that all this ragbag of senators didn't get their through legitimate means. They either won a quota in their own right, yeah, or voters gave them their preferences with their own pencil in their hand.
Absolutely.
And that makes them harder to ignore. You can't just write them off. Like Leyenhelm, for example, David Leyenhelm, was clearly elected by accident last time. Or Ricky Muir, who was elected with, you know, 0.5% of the vote. None of these senators can be written off as illegitimate in that sense. So the government, both this government and any other government that comes along, will have to deal with this. And there can't be another Senate election for some time now unless there are grounds for a second double dissolution. Yep. But there can't be a half-Senate election now for 3 years. Yep. So even if Turnbull were to lose his majority in the House of Reps and there were to be a minority Labor government come in, which is probably not very likely, but might happen, it would still have to deal with this Senate. It couldn't just dissolve the Senate and call a fresh election unless there were grounds for a double dissolution.
Well, it's going to be pretty interesting. Unfortunately, Adam, we're out of time. We will.
I wanted to get onto the Greens. And,
Look, you know, you'll have to save your fire there for another time because we've run out of time.
Perhaps next week.
And also all the gay representatives, which are
yes, about. Yes.
We need a minibus for them all.